from Hollywood, Instant Postum brings you the new Bueller Show starring Amanda Randolph as
Bueller, a gal who feels sorry for the groundhog on Groundhog Day, because the size of my shadow frightens me too.
Yes, from Hollywood, it's the new Bueller Show brought to you transcribed by Good Tasting Instant Postum.
Love that postum.
When people wake up in the morning still tired, nervous, and irritable, it's time to do something about it. The trouble could be coffee nerves. You see, coffee and tea contain caffeine, and caffeine is a drug that acts on your nervous system. While many people can take caffeine without actual physical harm, others are what doctors call caffeine susceptibles. Caffeine causes them to suffer from sleeplessness, jittery nerves. The answer for these people is a switch to Postum. Delicious Instant Postum. Instant Postum is caffeine-free. Contains nothing that can keep you awake. Try Instant Postum. Drink it instead of coffee or tea, and you'll say goodbye to Mr. Coffee Nerves. See if the switch to Instant Postum doesn't make you feel better and bring back your morning smile. That's Instant Postum. At your grocery.
Love that Postum. It lets you sleep.
You hear that? That's Beulah in a corner of the Henderson kitchen pounding a typewriter. Since she saw that ad in a magazine encouraging people to become writers, she spent every spare minute trying to write a story.
That's right, Mr. Jacobs. Oh, excuse me, that's Harold with a grocery order. Come in, Harold.
Hello, Beulah, my friend.
Well, morning, Harold. Just put the bundles down on the table there.
Okay, Beulah. Say, what's this over here, a typewriter?
Uh-huh. I'm writing a story, Harold. I'm going to be an author.
Well, I'll be doggone. You mean it, Beulah?
Oh, certainly I mean it. But I'm having a tough time learning all the rules of grammar. Tell me, Harold, do you know anything about the subjunctives or the indicatives?
Well, how could I? I never even delivered an order to them folks. But I sure hope you write my favorite kind of story, Beulah.
What kind is that?
Adventure stories. Stories of bravery and courage and daring. I'm crazy about that kind of stuff.
No fooling.
Oh, sure, Beulah, especially Western. There's lots of action in them Western stories. That's where men are men.
And women are women, too.
Yeah, that's what causes all the action. Well, I gotta keep going now, Beulah. I hope you get to work on a Western story.
Well, thanks for the idea, Harold. And get ready, typewriter, cause Buckaroo Beulah rides again. Okay, folks, lunch is ready.
Ooh, something smells good.
Mm-hmm, and I am starved.
You know, it's amazing how Beulah can prepare meals like this and still find time to write stories.
Yeah, sure is. Well, Beulah, what's the latest information on the writing career?
Well, I just started something new, Mr. Harry.
Oh?
I took Harold's suggestion and began writing a Western story.
Western, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, good. Oh, I love the Wild and Woolly West. I'd love to be able to relive those good old days of my youth. Galloping horses, dangerous stampedes, branding cattle.
Oh, did you live that kind of life when you were young, Mr. Harry?
Certainly.
What?
Every Saturday afternoon at the Bijou Theater.
Love that cowboy.
Oh, yeah, I was a real fan for William S. Hart movies. But tell me, how's your Western story coming along?
Oh, not very good, Mr. Harry.
No?
I don't seem to know enough about cowboy life, especially their language and customs.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, that would be a problem.
Well, now, look. Now, wait a minute. Now, maybe we could help her out there, Alice.
What do you mean?
After that visit from the Heistermuellers, we know a lot of that Western talk and stuff. Why don't we just use it around here?
Well, that's a wonderful idea, dear, I suppose.
Okay. From now on, we use Western talk then, huh?
Okay.
You see, Beulah, now, we're not eating food. We're eating chow. And it doesn't come from the kitchen. It comes from the chuck wagon.
I get it. Well, this should be a very interesting lunch, huh?
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Mighty nice chow, ain't it, Hank?
Well, I reckon so, Cactus Alice. What's the name of this here gal that's rattled up this room?
Well, I don't rightly know what a handle is.
Well, I reckon we ought to find out. What's your name, gal?
Well, my friends call me Slim. Of course, I ain't got many friends.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm a mighty hungry hombre. What I want me is another one of them there hamburgers.
Well, there's one on the table there, Mr. Hank, there.
Where?
There.
Is that all that's left there, Slim? Just one measly hamburger?
That's all, Mr. Hank. Just one hamburger. I guess we're heading for the last roundup.
That's roundup, stranger. Now, what's your lingo?
Mr. Harry, I've never learned all that stuff.
What's the matter?
I can't figure out that Western stuff, Miss Alice. Oh, I guess there's nothing I can write about.
Beulah, come on. We just started this Western talk. You haven't had a chance to learn it yet.
It's no use. I'm going back to the only kind of range I'll ever be at home on. The one in the kitchen. I can never write a Western story. Oh, come on in, Oreo.
I'm out here, honey.
Hello, Oreo.
What's the matter?
Oh, everything's the matter. I was trying to learn some Western talk, so this afternoon I had two cow hams for lunch.
Two cow hams for lunch?
Uh-huh.
What says that anything like pigsy?
You don't understand, Oreo. Miss Alice and Mr. Harry were acting like cow hams, so I learned some Western expressions, but it is no use. I can't write a Western story, and I couldn't write a detective story either. I'm a failure. A big, fat failure!
Oh, don't be silly, Billy. You just started writing. You won't be a failure for another 20 years yet. I got an idea, honey.
What is it, Oreo?
Well, the whole trouble with them detectives and Western things is that you don't know anything about that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ought to write about romance and love and kissing.
Say, you know something, Oreo?
What?
For the first time in your life, I think you said something sensible.
Oh, I was bound to hit the jackpot sometime.
Yep, I really think you solved the whole problem. I'm going to write a love story. Now, that's something I know something about.
Yeah, and you know you ought to write it for my favorite magazine, Beulah, so I'll be sure to read it.
Which one is that again?
Oh, you know, True Tales of Passion and Purity. Only that stories have to be absolutely true, word for word.
Well, I can write about my romance with Bill, but how am I going to get it word for word?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah?
I tell you what.
What?
I'll take notes. Yeah. Just let me hide with a notebook, Beulah, and I'll mark everything down.
We'd better not, Oreo. If Bill found out, he'd be furious.
Oh, he'll never find out. And besides, you want to sell a story, don't you?
Well, okay.
Okay.
You hide behind that door when Bill gets here and mark down everything we say. Then it'll be a real true love story.
Okay. I'll get behind the door right now.
All right. Are you sure you'll get everything, Oreo?
You can rely on me.
Uh-oh, there's Bill now. Stay behind that door and don't make a sound, Oreo. Come in.
It's Bill, baby, your great big adorable pooch in the kennel of love.
Come on in, pooch, and let's smooch.
Well, you're certainly in a romantic mood today, my little sun-kissed tuna.
Well, you always put me in that mood, Bill. I think you're very romantic.
Well, very nice to hear you say that, funny.
Yeah. Well, Can't you say something in return, Billy?
Why, sure. I think I'm romantic, too.
I mean, well, you like me, don't you, Bill?
Oh, sure, honey, sure. I'm crazy about you, crazy about you. I've been crazy about you ever since the first day we met.
Keep it in loud. I can't hear.
What'd you say, baby?
I said, would you like some chowder, my dear?
Well, you know me, honey. Bring on the food.
A little later, Bill. But right now, I just want to talk.
Well, I want to talk, too, but while my mouth is going up and down, I might as well put something in it.
Well, first tell me you love me, Bill.
If you don't talk loud, I can't be doing it right.
What was that?
Oh, I said you love that fresh chowder. The clams in it are still biting.
Stop talking about it. Let's have some.
Later. First, I want to make sure you love me.
Oh, don't worry, Beulah, baby. Don't worry. I'm nuts about you.
Would you mind repeating that?
I said I'm nuts about you, baby.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, what's going on around here? Who's behind this door? Come on out of there.
It's just me.
What's the big idea of spying on us, woman?
Oh, now, don't get mad, Bill. Oreo was just taking notes for a story I'm going to write.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Oh, but, Bill, it's very necessary for the story. How much of this did you get, Oreo?
Much, Beulah.
Well, roughly speaking, how much?
Roughly speaking?
Uh-huh.
Well, I ain't that, Bill.
Oh, no!
Of America's three leading hot mealtime drinks, coffee, tea, and Postum, only one is completely free of caffeine and any other harmful drug. That one is Instant Postum, good-tasting Instant Postum. Naturally, there are many people who can take the caffeine in coffee and tea without ill effect. Others, well, others suffer from what we call coffee nerves. They're nervous, upset, and irritable.
Oh, that Mr. Coffee Nerve is no good for nobody. He even had me real mean and grouchy from tossing all night before I switched to Postum, that was.
Instant Postum can make a big difference in your outlook on life, too. Switch to delicious Instant Postum this week. Postum's hearty, grain-rich flavor will please the whole family. That's Instant Postum at your grocer's.
Well, I think I'm on the right track with my story writing. I'm going to try to write my love story. And when I say love story, I mean love story. Move over, birds and bees. Here comes Beulah.
You're in good company when you make good-tasting Instant Postum your regular mealtime beverage. Millions of healthy Americans have discovered the advantages of Postum, frequently at the suggestion of their doctors when giving up caffeine-containing coffee and tea. And with all its advantages, remember, Instant Postum costs only about one-third as much as coffee, cup for cup. You've been listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood by delicious Instant Postum. The Beulah Show is produced and directed by Stephen Hadas and was written this week by Sherwood Schwartz, Lee Carson, and Seaman Jacobs. Music is by Gordon Kibbe. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking.